Okay, let's get right to it. Time for an hour with David John Oates and the perplexing, amazing world of reverse speech. Hello, David. How's everything down there? I'm not hearing you yet, David.
You're not hearing me?
Now I hear you. Yeah, they turned you up. I don't think you were turned up there for a moment.
Oh,
but
right,
we got you loud and clear now.
Excellent. Good stuff. Yeah, all going well. All going well. Weather's starting to change. It's starting to warm up. We've got spring weather coming, so that's nice.
Sounds like you got cotton up your nose. You still got that cold?
Yeah, I still got the cold. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Not a problem. Not at all. So as you continue to watch this presidential reality show, this insane three-ring circus, this crazed behavior of an alleged government in Washington, what do you think when you watch it from down there? Now, you've got the inside because you can get the reality of it, the truth of it with reverse speech, but I'm just looking at the horrible spasms going on, the lies, the contradictions, the deceit, the betrayal, the treason. Is it just amazing to watch?
It's a very sad circus. The White House seems to be in complete disarray. I mean, staff coming and going. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, and of course, it's all a reflection of the leadership. The White House is a reflection of Trump. And
I'm not seeing any. I've seen no overt signs of leadership. I'm not seeing any.
No, there's not. No, it's very crazy. Very crazy. Yep.
North Korea all just right. fired off. Did you hear this? North Korea just fired off 3 more missiles today.
Oh, did they? I didn't hear that. Where did they fire them to?
Oh, in the Sea of Japan, international waters. The Americans are saying one of them blew up on the launch pad, which suggests that it was hit with a beam weapon. We have them in space. We have them airborne all the time. They can be hit easily. And we know exactly what they're doing. If they're going to put a launch up, we see it. The other two were said to have failed during flight. This is the Americans talking now. So if they failed during flight, they were probably also hit with some kind of a beam weapon and knocked down or made to go off course or worse, disintegrate. Who knows?
Well, that's interesting. I've actually got a reversal that hints at that. Let me see if I can pull that one up real quick before we start. Here we have, I think this is the one I want. Yeah, here we have Robert Natter, commander of the 7th Fleet, talking about the USS McCain disaster. Listen to this. That's not... Hang on. Oh, that level's really bad. Okay, so here we go.
Our ship's at sea.
And this, yeah, here's the space shot.
Here's the space shot.
Oh. So his forward speech was ships at sea.
Uh-huh.
And then in reverse he's saying, here's the space shot, which would suggest... a beam weapon of some kind was involved with the McCain disaster. I don't know what that would be, though, because what we're hearing here is that there was hacking involved with the McCain's computers, and I don't know what that means. Did it drive it off course? Did it spoof it into thinking there was no other ship around when it was being closed in upon? I don't know. But, this is cyber war. And it could be something else entirely, too. I don't know. But that's it. That's very interesting.
Yeah, so here's the space shot. So it's interesting reversal. Let's play it again.
Here's the space shot.
Huh?
Here's the space shot.
Clear as can be. Yeah.
And there's no doubt about that. All right, so let's look at where will we go to. We've got quite a few here. Here's John McCain calling Donald Trump an embarrassment.
Punish me because it isn't the first time that he has attacked various people that he has disagreement with, but so I'm not surprised, but I'm disappointed.
And here he says, they know you send murder.
And again.
Can you hear that, or is that too
faint? Yeah, no, they know you send murder.
Yep.
Yeah,
so he obviously doesn't like Trump.
No.
Murder? I don't know what he's talking about that. Maybe Afghanistan? I don't know.
We send murder everywhere.
Yeah, we certainly do. Yeah. Oh, I got so many. I don't know where to go. Oh, here's a funny one. This is a communication in reverse. This is Lindsey Graham talking about North Korea.
And do something about it. You can stop North Korea militarily or diplomatically. I prefer the diplomatic approach.
And here he says Hillary's still in, followed by the commentator saying,
Hillary's going.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Exactly what's going on. The subconscious are both in communication with each other, and they're both calling. That was instantaneous commenting right there.
Yeah.
No time impediments at all. Real time. Wow.
That was a great one. Hey, we'll do the reversal again.
Hillary's going.
And Hillary is still in, so there you go.
Yeah,
so,
don't. she's not going away quickly.
No, she's not going away at all, no. Here's McMaster's talking about Iran and Venezuela.
And so what we have done, we have crafted a strategy along with a lot of our like-minded nations, allies, partners, to counter Iran's destabilizing behavior.
And here he says, God. Yeah. Allies ashamed that I'm a killer.
You hear that?
What's the first word or two?
Allies ashamed.
That's it. Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Allies initiated in Ampilla.
Could be allies.
Well, it's, I'm hearing a J at the beginning. Jallies. Maybe he's saying the word eyes. I don't know. There's a hard consonant there. It's not a soft vowel. Listen.
Okay.
Jallies initiated. Jallies.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a J there. Did they hear that before?
Jallies initiated in Ampilla.
Well, then all you would document is a shame that I'm killer.
Yeah,
so that's
there. Sure. Yeah.
A shame that I'm
killer.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's interesting. So why is he ashamed that he's a killer? Does he not like what he is doing?
I don't think the man has a conscience. That would suggest he does, but maybe his subconscious... is part of the universal consciousness and doesn't answer to his mundane, normal, conscious behavior. I don't know. You know more. You're the master.
He's got some problems. He's got some conscience issues.
Yeah.
He's interesting. He's incongruent, is what he is.
He may not even be aware of the fact that he has a conscience. I don't know. These people are pretty sick.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. All right. Here's Ann Coulter talking about Charlottesville.
They forced them to walk past the left-wing fascists. And do not say the violence was only coming from the, quote, Nazis or white nationals.
This is simply in love with his son.
In love with his son.
Huh.
In love with his son.
Don't know what that would mean.
In love with his son.
Are you talking about Trump and Barron? His kid?
Yeah, probably. He could very well be. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, let me stop and say one thing. She said, and she validated, that the media has succeeded in making the term white nationalist a bad term. It's not white supremacist. It's white nationalist. All that means is identifying a Caucasian American citizen as being a nationalist, in other words, supporting America. We have black nationalists, Latino nationalists. These are Latino American nationalists, white American nationalist people. Anybody who's a nationalist, that's just patriotic. There's nothing wrong with it, but they've turned that white nationalism meme into something really ugly, when in point of fact, it's not. You can have black nationalist Americans just the same as white nationalist Americans, and it's too bad. She shouldn't have used that term.
Yeah, all right. Okay, here's the former Commander Kirk Leopold on the USS McCain accident.
That's part of the problem. We've gone from having three lookouts on a ship now to just having one. These kinds of shortfalls where we have cut and cut and cut.
And this is, he was all bullshit.
He was all bullshit.
Wow.
He was all bullshit.
Wow.
Talking about himself.
I think so. I think there's something about the McCain that we don't know about.
I think there's a lot about the McCain.
Bullshit.
Yeah, he was giving an excuse, maybe to try to shirk his own responsibility that was somehow abdicated. I don't have the answer. But if that ship in the year 2017 doesn't know electronically about everything within 50 miles of it at least, I'll eat my hat. They know. They have the software. If they were hacked, they wouldn't. But that would suggest almost that the 600-foot oil tanker or whatever tanker it was knew where the ship was and hit it. The McCain can go three times as fast as the ship that hit it. So
really?
Yes. It can achieve three times the nautical miles per hour as the freighter that it hit. So I don't have an answer for you, but that guy was covering up something big. And he knew it, and his subconscious let it out. Let's play it again, please.
Wow. Okay. All right. So here is the forward.
That's part of the problem. We've gone from having three lookouts on a ship
now to blaming cutbacks.
Shortfalls where we have cut and cut and cut.
And he was all bullshit.
He was all bullshit.
Nice and clear.
He was all bullshit.
Yeah. See, he's talking about himself, I think, in this case, really. He's putting out the party line, which is, it's cutbacks that did it. No, I think it was something. They don't want to admit that the Chinese might very well, or the Russians, be able to hack the ship's cyber security barriers, get into the system, and do all kinds of things, create mayhem, havoc, and deadly accidents. And
see,
I think
that could have been done from a satellite in space. There's your space shot.
That's the point. Exactly. Sure.
Yeah, right. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm just jumping all over the place here. Here's Pence talking about Christians United for Israel.
Oh, God.
God bless you. God bless the Jewish state of Israel, and God bless the United States of America.
Here he says, sell God, you lose it.
Sell God, you lose it.
Sell God, you lose it.
And once more.
Sell God, you lose it.
You hear what he said? He said, sell God and you lose it. There's an and in there.
Is there? Okay, here we go.
Sell God, you lose it.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. Very quick. Wow, yeah.
Sell God, you lose it.
President Pence.
God, you lose it.
Wow, interesting.
So his subconscious is telling him, you sell God to con your way, to cover up lies, and you lose it. You lose it. He lost it. He lost credibility. He lost it. He's lost it. I don't think there's a better example. All these have been so clear tonight. There's just no way to refute them. Again, I say that after listening with David for 24 years now. And reverse speech is reverse speech. Every syllable is there. Even the emotion is there in many cases. and it's all contextual to the forward speech in most cases. So it is what it is. Every syllable fits. You can almost hear the letters of the words being elucidated.
Yeah, you certainly can. They're nice and clear and straightforward. And, you know, I get emails all the time. I've got one this week, and someone's saying to me, it's just crazy that people aren't accepting this. This is like the Inquisition.
Right. You know? Well, it's too hard for some people. They will never accept it. They think it's just our minds creating what we want to hear. It's not. It just isn't. And for those people, whatever, okay? If you can't handle it, you can't handle it, and that's fine.
Yeah. And, you know, and I come back every second week with a whole bunch of universals, you know. It's like
right.
'Cause they're everywhere. You can find them all over the place. Yeah. All right, let's look at some on Trump. Here's Trump talking about his policy in Afghanistan.
But we must acknowledge the reality I am here to talk about tonight.
And this is Caught the Dream.
Caught the Dream.
Huh.
Caught the Dream. Caught the Dream.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Caught the Dream? Play that again, will you? I think there's maybe something else there. Listen to the word caught.
Caught the Dream. Caught the Dream.
It's cost. It cost.
Cost.
It cost him the dream. His new policy cost the dream. It cost him the dream. That's a lie. The new policy is the old policy. It's not even his policy. He's being told what to do. It costs the dream.
Right.
I don't hear caught. I hear cost.
All right. Here's another one.
We all suffer together.
So here he says, faggot, her fuss.
Her fuss.
So what's he doing here?
He's just really upset about Afghanistan.
Maybe he's upset about having to lie and betray his promises once again that he would withdraw from foreign entanglements and wars and focus on America first. And here he is sending 4,000 more for openers, American boys and girls over there to kill and be killed, and the actual stats are far higher of American troops in Afghanistan right now than are admitted. So it cost the dream, this lie, this 17-year-long war certainly is a player in costing him and all of us the dream of an America once again dedicated and committed to its own people.
Here he is again on Afghanistan.
We appreciate India's important contributions to stability in Afghanistan.
And it's a knife and they delivered.
It's a knife and they delivered.
It's a knife and they delivered.
Yeah, there it is.
It's a knife and they delivered.
Could be I delivered. Hang on, let's do that again.
It's an knife and they delivered.
No, it's a.
They, but what did they? All right, so they. Who did they stab? India. They stabbed somebody. They did something. Is that you talking about India?
Well, he's talking about Afghanistan. His new policy in Afghanistan.
It's an old policy. It's nothing new. It's the same old, same old. There's nothing new. That's just what they call it, but that doesn't make it so. Just more troops, more death, asking for our allies to send more people in there. And the Taliban are not going to give up.
I think it's as simple as that, actually. Yeah, it's a problem, and they delivered, you know. They've delivered the problems, or I've delivered the troops. It's just a recognition and acceptance almost.
Right. Hey, remember, it cost them the dream, not particularly Afghanistan, but this whole thing of militarizing America's foreign policy even more than it was. It cost the dream.
Yeah, right. Here we have another one.
As the Prime Minister of Afghanistan has promised, we are going to participate in economic development.
Now this one says, the blood with your money.
The blood with your money.
Huh.
The blood with your money.
Wow.
Once again, same old thing. The blood with the taxpayers' money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the taxpayers' money. Oh, absolutely right. Oh, yeah. All right. And here he is again.
Our patience is not unlimited. We will keep our eyes wide open.
He says, they are our people.
They are our people.
They are all peaceful.
Yep.
They are all peaceful.
Yep, there we go.
He sounds like he's on drugs, David. He doesn't even sound right. He does like, he sounds like he's sedated. He's doing his thing, his script. It doesn't even sound right. Remember how it used to sound when we were getting all those incredible reversals from him during the campaign? A live, human, interactive, a man with a vision, a passion. What do you hear now? It sounds like he's on drugs.
Yeah. Yes, he certainly, as Bannon said when he left, the Trump presidency that we fought and vote for and won is over.
Yeah, Bannon's right.
Yep. All right, here he's talking about China.
And we will protect forgotten Americans who have been left behind by a global trade system that has failed to look. And I mean look.
And here he says, call a name on it. Call if I upset.
Call a name on it. Call if I upset.
Call a name on it. Call if I upset.
I don't know what he means by that.
Call a name on it.
I don't know. Let's run through this again.
Sorry? I'll run
Let's run through again. That again, will you? Forward and back. I can't. That's a weird one.
Yep.
And we will protect forgotten Americans who have been left behind by a global trade system that has failed to look. And I mean look.
And to call a name on it, call if I upset.
Call a name on it. Call if I upset.
I have no idea.
Upset.
It's there, but I have no idea what it means. We're going to keep going, Todd, through the break. Thank you. And a lot more reversals to do here. I don't know. He sounds like he's out of it to me. Just going through the motions.
Here he is again.
And responsibility to protect the American workers, technology, and industry from unfair and abusive actions.
And here he says, by fear, sudden.
More fear sudden.
Wow.
More fear sudden.
Huh.
More fear sudden. Mm.
Ooh, what's he afraid of all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm. Probably he's probably afraid of being as controlled as he is, and it comes home to haunt him. And it's suddenly, he's aware that here he is standing up. Is this the same speech?
Yeah.
He's whoring himself. If you told Donald Trump during the campaign that he would be making this kind of a statement, he would have either crawled under the stage and hidden or laughed. He wouldn't have believed it. And here we are. So, yeah, he should be afraid. And I imagine that fear does come on suddenly at times.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. All right, next one along. Here he is at his speech in Arizona a couple of days ago.
We also want everyday Americans to be able to keep more of their own money. So for the Democratic senators, especially the ones where I won their states by 20 and 30 points, I really hope you're going to come over to our side.
He says, and I've commanded a force, and I'm NORAD.
And I've commanded the force, and I'm NORAD.
We got NORAD last week, too, if
you
remember. Yeah,
I do, and that's very incongruous to what he's talking about forwards. I don't get it.
I think he's got war on his mind.
Something's up.
And they're they're ranking up their surveillance and spying activity is what I can get from that.
Yeah, NORAD is supposedly designed, and certainly is far in excess of that now, to watch for anything in space or in the atmosphere that may be moving toward us, away from it. It tracks everything. Everything. It's not used to track your cell phone. It's used to track for defense, incoming missiles, all aircraft. Everything that's flying is tracked constantly.
Yeah,
nonstop. Well, that's a weird one.
Yep. This next one's a bit of a concerning one.
We will make America safe again.
And Henry says, I got fierce high crime a gamble.
I got fierce high crime a gamble.
I got fierce high crime a gamble.
He's doing something.
I got fierce high crime a gamble.
That's a confession. He's involved in some big high stakes illegal stuff. That is a big gamble.
Well, I think he's lying to the American people and the world. That's a pretty big gamble.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's the fierce high crime. So it's quite straightforward. Fords, here's the Fords again.
We will make America safe again.
And I got fierce high crime a gamble.
I got fierce high crime a gamble.
I got fierce gamble.
It's certainly all there.
I think he's looking ahead. He knows high crime is going to become more common in this country, and what he's doing now is gambling, trying to perhaps avoid it. I don't know, but something's on the line here. You're right.
That makes sense. Of course, you've got all the statues coming down. You've got riots. You've got America's torn. America's torn.
Well, the controllers are trying to take our history away from us and rewrite it, and they're perfectly capable of doing it. And unfortunately, they're getting away with it so far. They're talking about now blowing up Mount Rushmore, taking Washington and Jefferson off our currency, off schools, no more schools named Washington or Jefferson. It's beyond insane. You're watching the forced suicide of an entire culture.
Wow, that's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So here's that. I'll play the verse again.
I got fierce high crime a gamble.
I got fierce high crime a gamble.
Yeah.
I got fierce high crime a gamble.
He's got problems, is what that's telling me.
Yeah, he does.
All right, next one, Arizona.
We believe in the rule of law because we know that freedom cannot exist if our people are not safe.
And he says, I'll be private.
I'll be private.
Huh.
I'll be private.
I don't know what that means.
Well, he's planning something that he's not going to tell anyone about, basically.
What a terrible disappointment this is. Beyond a disappointment. It's really pathetic.
Yeah. It is, rather. Here he is again in Arizona.
So I said, racism is evil. Now, they only choose, you know, like a half a sentence here or there, and then they just go on this long rampage, or they put on these little lightweights all around the table that nobody ever heard of. And they all say, what a bad guy I am.
And one little bastard.
One little bastard.
Huh.
One little bastard.
Wow.
So what is he alluding to here? What does that mean?
Let's just play the Fords again.
So I said, racism is evil. Now, they only choose, you know, like a half a sentence here or there, and then they just go on this long rampage, or they put on these real lightweights all around the table that nobody ever heard of, and they all say what a bad guy I am.
And one little bastard.
One little bastard.
One little bastard.
Oh, yeah. He's just talking about people who say he's a bad guy, or they say what a bad guy I am, so he's just reacting to that, calling them a little bastard. Little bastard.
That's the only thing I can come up with, sure. Yeah,
it's just, he's just upset, that's all. All right, Arizona again.
And Fox and Friends in the Morning is the best show, and it's the absolute most honest show.
And this one says, Sing an Omen.
Sing an Omen.
Oh, yeah.
Sing an Omen. Sing an Omen.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know. He's praising the Fox and Friends news conversation program. I have no idea what the linkage there is, though.
Well, the omen is all the negative news he's getting from CNN and NBC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's just comparing the two. Yep, that's all. Just a straightforward reversal. All right, here we are again.
Everybody said you couldn't get that. They've been trying to get that passed for 40 years. We got great legislation. You ever hear these liars back there where they say, but Trump hasn't gotten legislation? I think we've gotten more in a short period of time in this 7 months. I think we've gotten more than anybody, including Harry Truman, who was number one. But they will tell you we got none.
Then he says, that I nuke it, does he love you?
That I nuke it, does he love you?
Huh.
That I nuke it, does he love you?
The only connection I could get with that was Harry Truman, of course, was the only president to order a nuclear attack. That was on Japan. Is he comparing himself to Harry Truman?
I don't know. Nothing clicks on that one. For me. Harry Truman was a bad man. They're all bad. And you know, you look now, and these left communist Zionist Bolsheviks are literally attacking all of the presidents of note, Washington, Jefferson, all the founding fathers, even Lincoln. Now they defaced the Lincoln Monument yesterday somehow. Lincoln, of course, was the biggest racist of all. If you read the book, The Real Lincoln, that's the only book you should ever read about Lincoln, unless you have a lot of time. Thomas DiLorenzo tells the truth. A mega racist.
Wow.
He couldn't say one sentence without the N-word in it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. All right, here he is again.
So that was my word. Now, you know, I was a good student. I always hear about the elite. You know, the elite, they're elite.
Can you turn it up a little bit, David, please?
Better student.
You know what? What I'll do is I'll just do the whole volume. That's on full. I'll just increase the volume of the file. Okay, now we'll try.
So that was my words. Now, you know, I was a good student. I always hear about the elite. You know, the elite. They're elite. I went to better schools than they did. I was a better student than they were. I live in a bigger, more beautiful apartment, and I live in the White House too, which is really great.
Who says the hell with it?
The hell with it.
The hell with it.
Huh.
The hell with it.
That's very pretty funny. What's it? That may be a very compelling statement. He did throw in, and I live in the White House, too, as an afterthought. He wasn't going to mention that. He caught himself. He talked about his apartment, how nice it was, beautiful apartment. Oh, and I live in the White House, too. That I read as an afterthought. He caught himself and tossed that in there. And by the way, I just don't know where this man is going mentally anymore. I really don't. I think I can see him resigning and going back to so-called private life. What does he need this for? I don't know. I think the military is very happy with him, though, now. They've got him completely controlled. He can do what he wants. He'll take all the abuse in the media. He'll absorb all the hits. They won't. They'll do their thing, their neocon warmongering thing, and let Trump hang and swing in the wind. They don't care.
Yeah, right. All right, here he is again.
Like CNN. CNN does not want its falling viewership to watch what I'm saying tonight, I can tell.
And he says, you're lovesick now.
You're lovesick now.
Huh.
You're lovesick now. You're lovesick now.
He wants adoration, and he's not getting it from CNN. That's why he's lovesick.
I don't think, do you really think he cares about CNN? I think this is far wider than that. I think his ratings are down. He's clearly a man who has a very thin skin, and any kind of, well, what's the good word here? Not just criticism, but more than that, condemnation. It bothers him. It leaves him feeling lonely, and that's what you just said, so.
Yeah, you love sick down. Here's the thoughts again.
Like CNN. CNN does not want its falling viewership to watch what I'm saying tonight, I can tell.
And you're lovesick now.
You're lovesick now.
Yep.
You're lovesick now. You're lovesick now.
That clear as a bell.
Yeah, it is. He likes all the adoration.
You know, this is, David, listening to these tonight, We all could have done just fine without hearing that speech or having him deliver that speech. This is all showbiz. All showbiz. He's making little jokes. I can assure you CNN doesn't want... come on. This is not leadership. This is not being a president of the greatest nation in the world. Well, it used to be. This is showbiz.
All right, here he is again.
Or you're from China, or you're from Kenya, or you're from Scotland or Sweden. I love all the people of our country.
He says, you snuck all little people.
You snuck all little people.
Huh.
You snuck all little people.
What does that mean? You snuck all little people.
Snuck. It sounds like he's insulting them. You snuck. You sneak in.
You snuck them. You abuse them somehow.
You little people. You conned them. You snuck in on them.
Right. I guess.
Think so.
Yeah. Well, that's a context that works. So.
Yeah, that's how I would interpret it. Here's the Forbes again.
Well, you're from China. Or you're from Kenya, or you're from Scotland, or Sweden. I love all the people of our country.
And you snuck little people, all little people.
You snuck all little people.
It's all there.
You snuck all little people. Snuck all little people.
Yeah, there we go.
Not an inspiring speech, David.
No, it's certainly not. Certainly not at all. Here he is again.
And General Pershing was a rough guy. And he sits on his horse and he's very astute, like a ramrod, right? And the year was early 1900s. And this was a terrible problem. They were having terrorism problems just like we do.
And there's not a gun dealer.
Not a gun dealer.
Huh.
Not a gun dealer.
Wonder what that means.
I don't know. It used to be that we had... It used to be that we, when we played Trump during the 18 months of the campaign, we had no trouble figuring out where he was. Subconsciously.
He's alive.
This is bizarre. It's like he's on some kind of pharmaceutical medication that's scrambled his brain.
He's scattered.
Yeah.
I think the job is way over his head, and that's what we're seeing. Wow. Okay, here's Ron DeSantis, House of Foreign Affairs on North Korea.
I think he's a guy who has some irrational streaks. I think how he would respond to some of these things is somewhat unknowable, but I do think he's made the calculation that the nuclear arsenal is one way, it's an insurance policy to allow him to maintain, to be in control of the country.
Here he simply says, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Huh.
Oh boy.
It's just a comment of, I don't know. despair. That's what it sounds like. Comment on despair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's Pence on Charlottesville.
Our hearts are in Charlottesville.
Oh, puke.
Because just a few short hours ago, family and friends gathered to say farewell to a remarkable young woman, Heather Heyer.
And here he says, a long night overcome.
The long night overcome.
Huh.
The long night overcome.
Well, that's nice and congruent.
The long night overcome.
That makes him sound very sincere.
Yes, it does. Yeah, that's a very, very congruent, sincere reversal. Yeah. And here he is again on Charlottesville.
Our hearts are in Charlottesville. Because just a few short hours ago, family and friends
same one
gathered.
Oh, yes, same one.
Our hearts are in.
Okay, so the reversal is our source near us.
What's the rush near us?
What's the rush near us?
Yeah,
why is he talking about God? He is a religious man.
Yeah, could be. Could be. Yeah, that would make sense. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's being very congruent and very sincere, so mm-hmm. I've got to give him that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
In this case, right. I agree.
Yep. All right, here's Bernie Sanders calling for the end of Israeli occupation.
Brave people uniting around a common set of values with clear goals can change a country, they can change the world. They can even change the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
And here he says, let us in the market.
Let us in the market.
Let us in the market.
Huh.
Let us in the market.
Does he want to market business?
I don't know. Maybe he's talking about trade somehow.
Strange guy.
Yeah.
All right, here's Graham on North Korea.
As a nuclear threat in the world.
Well, this is the ultimate question. I know it's early in the morning.
Here he says, choke employees.
Choke employees.
Huh.
Choke employees. Choke employees.
What does that mean? Choke employees. What is he talking about? It's early in the morning. Choke employees.
He's not getting the staff working for him the way he wants them to, is how I would interpret
that. Not happy.
No, not happy at all.
Here what a weird, again. Weird fellow he is. Yeah.
He certainly is.
Trump has said, I will not allow them to get an ICBM with a nuclear weapon on top to hit America. They're headed that way.
And, oops, I lost it. Hang on. I lost the fire. Where'd it go? Here we go. Maybe sanity.
Maybe sanity.
Huh.
Maybe sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sanity.
And the forwards is?
Trump has said, I will not allow them to get an ICBM with a nuclear weapon on top to hit America. They're headed that way.
And maybe sanity.
Maybe sanity.
Maybe sanity.
Yeah, so he's describing Trump. Maybe he's sane in this regard. They don't get along, remember, so.
Oh yeah, no, they don't. Yeah.
Maybe sanity. Maybe Trump is sincere, he's doing the right thing. Who knows? What a bunch of weird people we have up there.
It's gotta be the weirdest administration I've ever come across in all the years I'll be following American politics, it's just chaos. It's just chaotic.
Yeah.
It's such.
Well,
it's,
the military is in control. Just keep that in mind. They want war. They're going to get war. The question is, which war or wars will they ignite? Ukraine, Syria, Eastern Europe, Iran, North Korea, maybe the South China Sea.
God, there's so many hot spots around the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gee, where's it scary?
Something goes off in North Korea, the Chinese could easily attack Taiwan. Taiwan will last 5 to 6 days at the most, and they'll own Taiwan like they do Hong Kong.
Yeah, right. Wow. All right, I want to switch from politics for the next 2 or 3 minutes. And Princess Di was on the air 2 weeks ago with her secret tapes. And I found a very amazing – well, I didn't find. My lady in Canada found. I've got to stop saying hi. And she found a very amazing reversal predicting her future. So here's the forwards.
And I cried like I've never cried before. It was anger. It was 7 years of pent-up anger coming out.
7 years of pent-up anger, she says, and I was left to save us, so we had an accident.
Wow.
Very clear.
So she's forecasting what's going to happen to her.
She's forecasting what's going to happen to her. And her death probably saved the monarchy. Because the way she was going, was she was going to rip it to pieces.
Right. Well, if she was pregnant with an Arab child, like the rumors have it, wow.
Wow. Yeah, very clear reversal. Let's play that again. It's one of these reversals. I'm playing a show every now and then where we're looking into future events. We looked at JFK, head of the car, and quite a few others. And here's another one. One of the amazing aspects of reverse speech.
I cried like I've never cried before. It was anger. It was 7 years of pent-up anger coming out.
And I was left to save us, so we had an accident. Wonderfully clear. Now you tell me that's not there. Someone tell me that's not there.
No, it's there.
Very clear reversal. Very clear reversal. Yeah, so. Well, I go into all of this stuff in my latest book. If anyone wants to get my latest book, it's Only a Metaphor. It's in the printers. You can go to my website and order an advanced copy right now. And if you order advanced copies right now, you get free shipping. So,
very nice.
Yeah, 560 pages. Huge
book.
Wow,
what an experience that would be to take a trip like that with you. Amazing.
Yeah, it's an incredible book. And we get right into all the depths of reverse speech. Exactly what it is, all the applications, plus all my adventures, death threats, and house fires, and lawsuits.
Oh, God, yeah.
Simone's accident. It's quite an amazing story. So go to my website, folks. If you pre-order it before it's released, it's free shipping. So reversespeech.com, and just scroll down the bottom. You'll see a link to get the...
I'll never forget when the phone rang and you were on the other end and Simone had just fallen and I don't know, you were just devastated and you told me what happened. And it couldn't have been very long afterward at all. And that whole story is phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal story.
Yeah, you can go to her website, SimoneRecovery.org, and that site's still up, and you can read through the whole story. It's quite an amazing story of recovery.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
She's doing just great now. She's doing really, really well.
How nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I remember the first time that that Adam, my friend, went to take a look psychically at her injuries. Yeah. And he told me that it was so bad he didn't think even he could do anything, but he would try.
Yeah.
And she came through it.
Yeah, she's come through with flying colors.
Yeah.
To meet her now, you'd have no idea there's anything wrong with her. She's just a sweet, lovely little girl.
Well, I'm not surprised that both kids, great kids, wonderful kids.
Yeah, they are. Yep.
Well, you have much to be thankful for. Indeed.
All right, well, there's the end, Jeff. Thanks for another show.
Always a great one, and crystal clear reversals. That's the one takeaway from this one again. You cannot argue. The syllables, the words, they're all there. Just amazing. David, take care. Talk soon.
Sure will. Thanks, mate.
Okay. Bye. All right. Hour number two is now in the books, and we'll be right back with hour three with that man from Las Vegas.